Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
New York state lawmakers are 4.5 hours into their special session to try to extend mayoral control of the New York City schools, which ends on Friday, but they haven't gotten very far.
Newsday's Albany correspondent Michael Gormley is on our news line. Michael, what's been happening there, or not happening so far?
Well, you know Albany well. They've been meeting all day, and they're supposed to go into session at 1 o'clock and act pretty quickly on a fairly straightforward bill to extend mayoral control of New York City schools. But through the afternoon, all sides have been trying to attach other bills to it. Some as disparate as helping flooding victims up in Lake Ontario. So not much has happened, although two sides now, the governor's office and the Senate, are saying that they're close to an agreement. So something might happen tonight.
Is it rare for a governor to convene a special session when there's no deal already on the table?
Well, you're right. There's two things that's actually pretty rare about this. Usually, in fact, last week, the Senate leaders, the Assembly, and the governor all said that they'll come back into special session, but only if there's a deal. Well, they came in today, and there is no deal. In addition, the governor hasn't released his own bill, even one to work on. So that's very unusual as well.
You mentioned it a little bit, Michael, but what are some of the other issues lawmakers are trying to ram through in this special session? What are they trying to attach to the mayoral control of schools measure?
Yes, well, if you remember the regular session, which ended last week, really punted on a few things. So they're trying to go back at these. One is New York City firefighters and police officers pension benefits for accidental injury. Another is for sales tax reauthorization. Now, this is all they simply have to do is say counties, and New York City has one of these as well, have the authority to continue to collect sales tax and some other taxes like that. Those are two of the major ones that are in there. There's several others that are in and out, but those are probably the two biggest ones.
Michael Gormley of Newsday in Albany. Michael, thank you for joining us.
You bet.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.